I will begin this evening with a prayer. This is a prayer by Saint Bonaventure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O sweetest Lord Jesus Christ, I implore Thee, grant that my soul may hunger for Thee, who art the bread of angels, the comforting nourishment of all holy souls, and our daily and supersubstantial bread, in which is found every sweet delight. May my heart ever hunger for Thee, on whom the angels lovingly gaze. May it feed on Thee, and may the innermost depths of my being be filled with the sweetness which comes from having tasted Thee. May my soul ever thirst for Thee, who art the source of life, the fount of wisdom and knowledge, the brightness of everlasting light, and the flood of all true happiness. May my whole soul ever languish and faint for love of Thee, and for the desire of Thee alone. May it long to be dissolved and to be with Thee. May I at all times think of Thee. May I ever seek Thee and ever find Thee. May I always follow Thee and reach Thee. May Thy holy name be in my heart and on my lips, and to Thy praise and glory may every work of mine be done. O my dearest Jesus, may Thou alone be ever my hope, my trust, my riches, my delight, my pleasure, my joy, my rest and tranquility, my peace, my sweetness, my food, my refreshment, my refuge, my help, my wisdom, my portion, my possession, and my treasure, in whom may my mind and my heart be fixed and firmly rooted immovably, henceforth and forever. Amen. May our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most blessed sacrament, be praised, adored, and loved with grateful affection at every moment, in all the tabernacles of the world, even to the end of time. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment Thine. Sweet sacrament, we Thee adore, O make us love Thee more and more. As hopefully all of you are aware, yesterday was the feast of the Most Holy Body of Christ, Festum Sanctissimi Corpus Christi. It was the great feast day of the Holy Eucharist. And the Holy Eucharist is the topic of my talk this evening. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and the mystery of the Holy Eucharist are at the very center of our holy religion. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the center of the Catholic religion. And Holy Mass and the Holy Eucharist are His greatest works. These are the greatest proofs of Jesus Christ's infinite love for sinful man. We're not going to be able to find any greater or more marvelous signs of His love for us. And these two, Holy Mass and the Holy Eucharist, are the great fountains of divine grace. In the Holy Eucharist, Jesus gives us all that He has and all that He is. Think about this. He gives us all that He has. All that He is. According to the Council of Trent, in the Holy Eucharist, our Blessed Lord, quote, poured out of Himself all the riches of His love towards us, close quote. What does this mean? Well, this means that He has nothing left to give. He's given us everything He can give us. He has exhausted all the riches of His love towards man. Again, Again, think about this. His love is infinite. And yet in this mystery, he has exhausted all the riches of his love towards man. It's truly, truly a sublime mystery. Listen to how St. Augustine, one of the greatest doctors of the church, listen to how he expresses this mystery. Quote, "Although God is all-powerful, he is unable to give more. Though supremely wise, he knows not how to give more. Though vastly rich, he has not more to give." Close quote. On the eve of Corpus Christi, in the year of our Lord 1902, Pope Leo XIII issued an encyclical letter concerning the Most Holy Eucharist, in which he spoke of the Eucharist as the center of Christian life, in which all practices of devotion have their focus and their final end. He called the Eucharist, quote, "the most efficacious means for overcoming the evils of the times." Close quote. I'll quote to you a few brief lines here from that encyclical. Again, 1902, very near the end of Pope Leo XIII's life. Quote, "All life and all good comes to us through Jesus Christ. The fountain and origin of all this is chiefly the Holy Eucharist, which makes us sharers and partakers in the divine nature. The Holy Eucharist gives growth in virtue. It is the pledge of glory for body and soul. The Holy Eucharist gives an increase of love, the love of God and the love of our neighbor." Close quote. And listen to one more quote from that encyclical, Pope Leo XIII's teaching. Quote, "In a word, this sacrament is, as it were, the very soul of the church. From this source, the church draws and has all her strength, all her glory, her every supernatural endowment and adornment." Close quote. And even though we may not be able to speak as eloquently or write as eloquently as the Holy Father, as Pope Leo XIII, this should be obvious to us, that not only the church, but each one of us, that we draw all our strength, all our virtue, all good from the Holy Eucharist, because we draw it all from Christ. And it is Christ who is there. Remember, the Holy Eucharist is the sacrament of the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The entire living and glorified Christ under the species or appearances of bread and wine. The Holy Eucharist is the true, real and substantial presence of the adorable person of Jesus Christ. The true presence of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. A remarkable, remarkable, ineffable mystery that obviously transcends our senses, transcends our reason, transcends everything natural in this world. And at the consecration in Mass, all of the substance of the bread and all of the substance of the wine, not the appearances, still appears, the appearance remains the same, but all the substance of the bread and all the substance of the wine are changed into the sacred body and the adorable blood of Jesus Christ. This is the miracle that we call transubstantiation, a change in substance. And it is a miracle which only Almighty God can perform. Truly the hand of God is there. Again, something that infinitely transcends our natural world.